We've been traveling this month with a fellow by the name of Job. And Job is somebody for whom everything at a certain point in time went wrong for reasons beyond his control. And the first Sunday, we recalled how, there was what seemed to be a wager between God and Satan. A wager that led to everything being torn away from Job. Then last week, we learned about friendship and about how it is important when persons go through difficult times, how important it is just to be there with them. Sometimes not even saying anything. In the story of Job, which is a story for all ages and all times and all people, in the story of Job, you have these three friends who come, and there is a long time of silence before there is a chance to speak. And the first one to speak about, through all of that is Job, who, though he doesn't curse God, he questions left and right why these things happen and why God does not answer what he has to say. Now, I went through this middle section of Job, and it's rather long. I went through this middle section and discovered that Job's friends, though sometimes not speaking the things that he really needed to hear, they only spoke half as much as what Job spoke. Only half. I counted the verses. And that's important when we care for our friends, to be careful about what we speak. Now, at certain points, they started attacking Job, it seems, as we read the account. But they were there. But they were there. Just like when we're going through difficult times, we need people to be with us. We need friends to be with us. And sometimes we need these friends to hold us accountable. Because sometimes we may think that we're innocent, but there's always more to the story. When a marriage falls apart, yes, there are some instances where there is one innocent party and the other is guilty. But more often than not, both have contributed to what happens. And when we fall in the process of picking ourselves up, we need people to help us to know what we may have stumbled over. Because sometimes we can be oblivious to it. We can not see what needs to be seen. And friends that help us to see, help us lovingly to see, are important. Of course, the friends of Job may have gone over the line a little bit as they were seeking to defend God. And especially this fourth friend, who may have been a later addition, we don't know, Elihu, speaking for God, who really doesn't need to be defended. Because God is who God is. Now, this morning's scripture, and I'm not going to really delve into it in great detail, but at the end, God finally speaks. And what makes Job so significant is that it is a story that questions our basic assumptions of faith. What are some of our basic assumptions? That God is, God is all-powerful. That God is all-knowing. That God is all-present. Omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence. If all of those are the same, if all of those we hold true, and bad things happen when we have done nothing to deserve it, when bad things happen to good people, which one of those is wrong? If God is just, if God is all-powerful, if God is all-knowing, it's a conundrum. There are some answers, some questions for which there are no real answers. And when it comes right down to it, if you read through the book of Job, when God finally speaks, God doesn't answer his questions. It's frustrating, I know. There are some questions we will have to wait till a time when we know more fully. But there are some questions that cannot be answered. But the answer of the book of Job is the very presence of God who speaks out of a whirlwind. And that's when we're facing troubling times, that's what they feel like, a whirlwind. Feels like a storm. And sometimes all it takes is just to know that we are not alone, that God is there. When God answers, God asks questions. If you read the book of Job, God is asking, were you there when all of these happens? Do you understand all of this stuff? Do you understand who put the stars in the sky? Do you understand what power this all exists by? God opens up the door wide. And for Job, that's all it took. He didn't necessarily need all the answers. But he needed to know that the master of the universe was there and heard and responded. Just like you, Jeannie, I remember the other night when you were saying, I just want to hear God's voice. I just want to hear him speak. That's what we long for God to speak in the middle of our storm.